to live.
What time is it?
Game time.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang, another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Nine goal kicker brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
That's right, family. It's the Thursday edition of the Rush Hour. We're all over the world and thanks for joining in. We're on the podcast world and you hear us at 6 till 7 most nights. If there's a change, we'll let you know. But hello to you, Greg Blewett. Welcome to the Thursday edition.
Thanks, Jars. G'day, Em. G'day, family. Now, again, wrong. You class yourself as the weatherman. Yesterday you were saying...
No, I didn't.
Yesterday you were predicting floods.
No,
We've had about 4 mils.
We haven't had much rain.
A little bit of a sprinkle.
Well, someone told me there's 90 mil of rain coming. That was yesterday. I might probably listen to Farmer Tim.
Yeah,
Vince.
Farmer Tim. He's too busy counting his
sheepers
manure.
Hey, when's Byrne coming back? Just quietly.
Well, he's got another week, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. No.
I think he's... Have you said where he's gone?
No, not at all.
No?
No,
right,
keep
okay,
that quiet.
Well, he's... All right.
Keep that quiet.
When's he coming back?
Well, you just said another week.
Yeah, weeks. I know when he's coming back to Triple M, but when's he back into the state?
Well, I don't know.
You ring him every day.
No, I don't.
Leave me alone, Jars.
Now, we'll need to talk about your plums being snipped yesterday.
Yes.
So we'll get down to the bottom of that one.
Yes.
Travis Head will join us, will he?
He will. He's on fire, Trav Head. And more importantly, I mean, it's great that Trav Head's in the runs, but more importantly, Jars, what?
What?
The Redpacks got a win,
yay!
Mate. It's been a while.
Yeah.
They did not have a win at all last season.
Well, they lost all six games. Yeah, no, they lost their last six games in the one day.
Yes, which is
which you had an influence on.
Did I?
But we had a great result, so good confidence booster and recruiting well. Jordan Dawson's done. Thank Christ for that. If I hear his name mentioned again, I'll pass out.
Well, it's great that he's at the Crows,
yes.
As we are Crows supporters, yes, Jars. But thank God that trade period is finished. Can we not talk? I don't want to talk anymore AFL.
We're going to talk.
It's bloody summertime.
I know, Gregory. And we'll talk to Justin Reid, the list manager from the Adelaide Crows. He'd be very happy. He would have had a couple of champagnes last night, might have had a bath with his lovely wife. But we'll ask him that. And we'll ask him what this young man can offer to the club. But here he is. Jordan Dawson talking about what his role will be in the side next year.
I think similar to Sydney, the back half of the year, playing up on the ball a bit more, maybe inside and continue my outside role on the wing and just adding a bit of ball use going forward and hopefully kicking goals and stuff like that. So it's a pretty similar role, but maybe a few tweaks here and there. Sort of talking to the coaches, they're pretty keen to try a few things. So
yeah, good.
I'm excited.
Nice. A
few tweaks here and there.
He could play half back. He's got a beautiful.
Well, that's what he said. Half back, wing.
Yeah.
Try
midfield,
and get forward every now and then and kick a few goals.
Beautiful leg. The thing I love about this young man, he takes care with the ball in his hands. He uses the ball very well, which is what the boys need down there. Now, Alistair Clarkson, Gregory, even though he's having some time away, he's getting paid $900,000 to have 5 months off from football because Hawthorn are paying him out. He's in America, all around the world, trying to be a better coach. He's now accepted a role to be involved in the Tasmania's push for an AFL team. He's on a little contract there with the AFL. The Tassie government are paying Clarko.
Paying him?
Well, he's getting paid.
Jesus.
He's unbelievable.
He's not bad.
Mate, he's going to help pitch to the AFL.
Yes.
The Tassie need to be the 19th AFL side in the competition in 2023.
Yeah, well, he's definitely in recent times he's been very outspoken about trying to get a side down in Tassie. So, do you want a side out of Tassie?
Yes, sir.
They've had some decent players.
Yeah, because they're a traditional football state, Greg, and one in NT.
Yeah.
So you got a 20-team comp, even though I want 16.
Hey.
Now, you got Samal and Daniel Talia.
Yeah.
You dropped this.
Well, he's not playing next year, which means you would think 30 years of age that his career is done.
Yeah, as an AFL player.
So his foot, of course, he struggled last year. He did not play a game.
Yes, he did.
And he did all his rehab and everything. So apparently a tendon in his foot has not come up and he requires further surgery.
So he's done.
You would think so. And plus, a young family going into state at that age probably wasn't going to happen. So you would think that that is it for Daniel Talia. So life after
been
footy,
a wonderful
we'll
player.
See.
Wonderful player for the Adelaide Club.
He was a very good player, Jars.
Absolutely.
Jars, the Redbacks got a win yesterday over Queensland. Queensland, of course, very good side. But our mob, the Redbacks, just it was a run scoring it was
750 runs in a one day.
And what about Travis Head?
Yeah.
230 in a 50-over game.
Off how many?
Off 127 balls. Unbelievable batting. And he joins us now, Trav Head. Well done, mate.
Well done, Trav. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
You brained him, got off to a flyer. Was that planned or is it just the way it happened?
No, I was pretty keen to get back in. Well, I think all of us, we had a really good start in the Shield game. I have a couple of weeks off. Training's been precise and it's been great. It's been a great feel around the group. I think everyone's just keen to get into it. It was nice to get a few away. As you know, as a batter blew, it's nice to get a couple in the middle to start and then just flowed. And Weathers was fantastic to bat with for a period of time. So great day. Great to start the way we did. Great to get a victory. Great to sing the song after a couple of weeks training and a little bit of unknowns on when we'd start again.
Word was getting around on social media that you were on fire. So I got home, flicked it on. I had a procedure done yesterday, Heddy.
Bluey had his plums done yesterday. Yeah, he had to snip.
It was well overdue. We talked about it for a period of time. I know Bluey talked about that for a while. It was a common conversation during Shield career to watch the boys bat, whether he'd get it done yet or not. So it's good to
hear. Officially done, and the doc couldn't find it initially. Took him about an hour to find it.
So, Heddy, I was at home, had the bag of peas on the old plums, and I was watching you carve them up. The most important thing is early in the season, Heddy, just a bit of confidence, a win on the board, and away we go, hopefully.
Yeah, the boys were chatting. It reminds us a little bit of that game at Hurstville when we were probably out of it and won a game of cricket. And it got us on a real roll, a really big score, a real confident win. And I felt like the way we bowled, they come hard at us. And then I thought the composure that we had through the middle, Popey, Brendan Doggett come in, who's exceptional in his first hit out against the old boys. So really, really good positive signs. As you said, getting that win in confidence, getting that feel, getting that momentum is huge. Again, going into tomorrow against Queensland.
One of the things I noticed, Heddy, was your ability to hit the slower bowlers, the spinners, over the top a little bit more and probably a little bit straighter than you have in the past.
Yeah, something that we've worked on, Blue. And I think yesterday was a lot more 360. I think if a lot of people have watched me bat in the Big Bash or in previous one-day innings, I can be a little bit step across and slog it over mid-wicket. So a bit one-dimensional almost, and spin play something that I've worked on a lot over a couple of years now about trying to, obviously talking with Kez who hits it over cover beautifully. I think the access and the way I was able to hit the ball all around the ground yesterday, really take advantage of that fifth fielder in the ring was, it helped a lot. And it was great to actually play in innings where I was able to hit the ball all around the ground because it felt like it actually helped me with my strengths as much as anything.
Mate, what about Jake the Snake Weatherall? He 97 and he batted beautifully. He's in good nick. Is he going to look? If he keeps making runs like that, surely the Australian selectors will look at him and get you back and you getting back in the Test side.
Yeah, it was great to see Weathers back in the runs, and he's been someone who's been very strong at the top. Obviously, Kez and him in the white ball crew have a great relationship. Obviously, he'd done it for the Strikers for a period of time, and Jake really sets a tone for us. And it's great to have the opening batters that Jake missed out the other day and Kez got 100 and then vice versa. We miss it. Kez misses out, which is unfortunate, but then the other Weather steps up. So they've found a really good relationship between the two and sort of know when one's going, one can take a step back, and when the other one's going, take a step back. So great to see him back in the runs.
Heddy, I love what you're doing, mate. You're just coming into your prime. Last year, listen to this, Jazz.
Yes,
seven
Greg.
Shield matches, just under 900 runs.
Mate, brilliant.
Three big hundreds. So he's doing everything you possibly can to get back into that Test side. You're looking like a middle order spot for you. Who are you up against, you reckon, Heddy? Who's your main opposition?
In Test cricket?
In Test cricket.
Probably a few, isn't there? Wadey's around.
Wadey's finished, mate. If he gets in the Australian side, Reeks. I'm out.
Moses on Reeks has had a couple of really good seasons. Curtis Patterson's name will pop back up once they start again. Marcus Harris had an exceptional England season, batting at three. So depending on how he comes back, there's probably a range of guys. Alex Carey was on the last tour to South Africa. Whether or not he plays as a batter. Before he plays as a keeper. So you look at those sort of guys that have been around the squad in that middle order role. There was probably three or four of us in that South African squad that were fighting for that number five spot. So, nice to get some runs early. And I'm sure when those other teams start, the names going forward, there's a lot of cricket to be played before that first test still. So making sure tomorrow continue to go out and try and do the same thing.
Lock him in, Jars, with those names that he just mentioned.
Yeah.
Lock him in. Maybe apart from Keza.
Quote from Greg Blewett.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
It's about time you said something on this show.
Ashes coming up.
Now, Trav, your boys, Port Adelaide. Haven't had a chat to you since that debacle in the finals. What's going on with your football club down there at Alberton?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, it was a mix of 2 weeks, but I got to the footy finally. Got out of quarantine, went and watched the boys. Unfortunately, it wasn't the result we were like, but played well. But it was great the following week to walk around the golf course and just have YouTube up and watch the South Gore Lions. The first half was great. They come pretty good. So it went to the penthouse a week later. So the boys, I jumped back on the country footy. It was great to see.
I forgot about that. Eddie's a Gawler boy. His mob are the ones that cleaned you. They only need to turn up at half-time.
I just got out of therapy today with that stuff. And now you bring it up, Trev.
Sorry. It was one of them. I turned it on and I played a couple of holes. I thought, no good. The first quarter. And then I bumped into about early in the third. And there was a rush behind. And the scorecard come up and it was 14 goal, 1 point. And I thought, well, I just seen the 1 point. Where'd the other 14 come from? So... I did enjoy plan A, plan B, just do plan A better. So
yeah, correct.
Yeah.
He's got no plan B.
Now,
Heddy, well done yesterday, mate. That's unbelievable. 230 runs in a one day. That's his second double ton in domestic 50-over cricket. So well done. But more importantly, mate, there's another Shield game starting tomorrow against Queensland. So we'd love a very good result against those boys as well. Keep going well, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Cheers.
And Emma G is looking for a single cricketer down there. Anyone available? What?
Sorry, Travis.
Anyone available, Trav? She's looking for a lovely young man down there. Who's single?
I'm sure Bluey can put on those.
Yeah, McDoggerty?
McAndrews?
No, he's...
Harry Nilsson?
No, he's taken.
No, okay.
Wes Agar?
Wes Agar?
Is Wes single?
He'd be a good...
Yeah, Wes is single.
Oh, Wes a bit young.
Emma!
Well, he's. I'm not going to talk about
don't
that.
Don't go there. Thanks, Trav. All the best, mate. And good luck tomorrow in the Shield game against Queensland.
Thanks, boys. Good luck, Greg. Get on that donut, mate. Rest him up.
Get on.
So you can rest your little plums.
All right. Just a bit tender.
You're leaking too.
Shut up.
Finally, it happened. All right. So we've discussed that you had to go and get the snip.
I didn't have to,
but I did. You've been contemplating for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm.
And you've chickened out 3 times when you've made an appointment. But you finally got it done.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? And just talk us through the procedure.
It's not every day another person has your tackle in his hands.
He's a good young surgeon, a nice fella.
Well, he wasn't very talkative, I have to say.
He probably does 100 of them a day.
He was very businesslike. Right. He was like,
so what did you do when you got there? Were you a bit nervous? Were you a bit?
I was a little bit, toey. Right. Yeah, a little bit. Okay.
Did Catherine go with you?
I just wanted it over and done with, to be honest.
Did Catherine go with you to hold your hand?
Catherine forgot it was even on.
Like, she's looking for someone
and
new.
And she's the one that desperately wanted it done because she can't keep her hands off.
How old are you? She can't keep her hands off. Rubbish.
We definitely
she's trying
don't
to get out of the relationship
that
I got told.
So, you know, it's what, you know, when it's there and it's not available, it was just driving her crazy, you know?
Oh,
so,
please.
Yeah.
I think we should call Catherine and we should ask her about
this. We should call Catherine.
Yeah.
So you got in there. Did you have what happened?
So I went in there and...
Yes, Greg.
There was no chit-chat, you know, about what's going to happen. He just said, listen, take your shoes off, your pants off and your underwear and hop up on the... And I'm like, righto.
Did you have your legs in stirrups?
No. So I took my shoes off. I took my pants off and I'm just standing there in my underwear.
With your plums hanging out.
I've still got my underwear on.
But
and
he told
I said,
you to take them off.
Yeah, but I just reconfirmed with him. I said, so you want me to take my underwear off?
Right.
Because I couldn't see anything else on the bed. Like there was no sheets or anything.
No.
So he goes, that's right.
You're just a barcode.
So I took my underwear off. The tackle's hanging out.
Did you take your shirt off as well?
No, I left my shirt on. And I had my mask on.
Doing a video.
I felt like putting my mask on the tackle. But so I'm just sitting there like half naked.
Yeah.
Thinking, but you've got a mask on.
You know, like not covering up, nothing. And he's just like, raw. Oh, yeah, the rain's coming in.
You've been exposed. The rain's coming in.
He's sort of, so.
Right, so then. So then he's got his gloves on.
So he goes, righto. Here we go. Yeah, no, so he starts washing up and, getting the instruments ready.
Right.
And I'm just sort of looking out the window.
Feeling naked.
I was very exposed.
So what did he do? Did he grab him? Did he put him in his hands?
Yes,
and what
he
was
did.
He, what was he doing with
him? He did. He grabbed him. He goes, right, first of all, let me see the stuff that I need to find.
Because my mate
is there.
My mate told me that the guy that did use, a mate of his, he said he only used one hand. That's all he needed was one hand.
Is that right?
If I went in, anyway, I'd have at least four hands.
So he... So he starts prodding around.
He did he?
And he's like grabbing, he started on one nurry and he just had a bit of a feel and he went across to the other. And in what would you call it?
Wee-wee?
Yeah. Anyway, he's just sort of throwing it from side to side as if it's
like, he's beating it up.
Put it that side. Put it that side. And then he went, right, that all looking good. Let's get started. And
right.
then that's when he put a sheet on me.
Oh, okay.
And the sheet's got.
Did he shave you down?
No, I shaved myself down.
Oh, no. Poor kid's in the car.
I always shave myself down. Catherine likes it nice and tidy. Nice and tidy, Jack. Not like yours. You got bloody dreadlocks in your.
Bullshit dust.
Anyway, so the sheet came on, and then there's the hole in the sheet, and he, you know, pulled the tackle through the sheet, and then he went to work.
How long?
I would say about. Well, I was thinking it was like a couple of minutes. Yeah. I said, "Oh, I think it's a pretty simple, easy procedure, quick."
Yeah.
And he goes, "About 20 minutes."
Wow.
And I went, that's when I started. Oh, right.
Hello.
So anyway, the needle. The first needle, bit of a sting,
bit of
a burn.
Yeah.
And then he goes, this is the one that's going to, and then he sort of, each plum, he gives you a bit of you get this nasty ache sort of through the through the agate and then into your groin.
So
he said, the procedure done, all went very well. Yeah.
How'd you get
model,
home?
Model patient, he said.
He didn't say that at all. He said, just didn't stop crying.
Couldn't stop grinning. And
boys are gone. They're dead.
So I got a little specimen cup, and I've got to give a little sample in a couple of months' time,
what
just
for?
To make sure they're still not working their way through the system. Just
you've wiped out your species.
So Catherine's got to be patient for a couple of months, which is going to be hard.
She'd be happy with
it's
that.
It's going to be very hard for her, Jars, because she can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Are you bruised? Are they swollen and bruised?
No, they're not swollen. I'm a little bit tender, but us cricketers are used to getting the odd whack in the...
Rubbish. Anyway, well, at least you got it done, so congratulations. Yep. All right, so now you've had the snip. Wish you all the best. And
Catherine's a very, very happy wife.
Well, he's done a terrific job. The Adelaide Crows landed their man, Jordan Dawson, the much talked about Jordan Dawson around South Australia and the country. And he joins us, the list manager of the Adelaide Crows, Justin Reid. Good afternoon, Justin.
Jars, Bluey, thanks for having me, boys.
Did you have a couple of frothies last night once the deal was done? A little bit of a couple of red wines? Because it's a terrific pickup for the Adelaide Crows.
At 7:30, once the job was done, Hamish, myself and the team had a few quiet beers in the office in Melbourne, absolutely.
And Jordan, relieved in the end, was he?
I think you're always relieved, aren't you, when you go through this period, let alone myself and the club. Yeah, certainly for Geordie and his family and Millie. I spoke to him on Tuesday night. He's certainly relieved to, officially become a Crow.
And how did it all go down with the Swans? I saw you on TV last night saying, you know, you've got to deal with them again at some stage. How did it finish up, you reckon?
Oh, look, it finished up with, obviously, then accepting some terms to get Geordie into the club, but it's certainly... I guess through trade period, there's always a little bit of posturing and certainly scenarios that you work through from both sides. But at the end of the day, we think what we put forward was fair and reasonable. And, you know, we respect Sydney, but certainly glad for Geordie to get to the football club.
JR, the strategy with the list management team, is it going to target more young South Australians to come back home and play for the Adelaide Crows?
certainly, Jarge, you always keep an eye on the South Australians, given that, you know, it is home for them. But we always have an open mind, whether they're South Australian. We're looking for, obviously, high-end talent to bring into the footy club, whether that's through the draft, free agency or trade period. We've certainly got to have an open mind, but obviously the pull of home is certainly strong at times. So we'll always keep an eye on the South Australians, that's for sure.
Did our neighbours down the road, did they get a little bit of a sniff that they may potentially get young Geordie when it was a bit of a stalemate? Were they lurking around, Chrissy Davies and his team?
No, respectfully, I think once Geordie had made his decision, Paul were busy dealing on other matters. So nice. No, that didn't come across my desk through trade period.
What about pick four, good, mate? Did that ever did that ever waver? I mean, obviously want to hang on to pick four, which you did, but did it ever get a bit sort of touch and go with that one?
No, we were pretty set on pick four, unless pick four could go into pick one, Bluey. Pick four we're pretty set with. So, no, we'll sit with that going into the draft and start a fair bit of that work next week with Hamish and the team.
Now, JR, 10 days of trade. What a boring concept. Surely they can overhaul it and shorten the damn thing up. In the National Hockey League in America, or whatever, they only do 2 days. They go in the weekend, lock the doors, and then when they come out and done the deals, then they announce it to their members. Surely the AFL got to look at it, because it's too long, isn't it, surely?
Oh, my wife would love that, Jars. I think the commercial reality of the trade period in 10 days and the clickbait that goes with it, I don't think it's going to change. So it's, as I said, I was pretty tired when I woke up this morning, but it's... you get through it, and he said it's not just probably the 10 days. There's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes over a period of time to, I guess, execute the outcome we got this year with Geordie.
JR, after the 10 days, did you have a hot bath, a couple of candles, bit of lavender, a couple of little champagnes with the wife? We just had a chat about your 10 days.
I had a little bit of a sleep in, Jars, but we actually we went for a morning walk. The sun was out, and went for a bit of a morning walk, so she just worked out who I was again this morning. So that's nice.
Reedy, I only found out about half an hour ago that you actually managed Bernie Vince.
Yes.
Now, what sort of a unit was he to
what
do
What kind
with?
Of client was he? I heard he didn't pay.
No, he paid well. Now, Bernie, look, all I'll say is that within about the first week of managing him, I had to teach him how to use internet banking. but he's also like, when you've got a three-year-old at home and you can't really get angry at them, he's like, what's Bernie, 35, and I still can't get angry at him. So, I love him. We've got a good relationship.
I know you do. He's on holidays again too, Reedy.
No, he's done well in that contract, Jarge.
He's got Roo's contract. You and I need to have a chat about this, Gregory. We need Reedy to be our manager.
We'll have a chat off here about that.
Yeah, give him 20%. I'm sure
Reedy. Jesus, I'll pay for his house in Melbourne. Crikey. All right, mate. Good job. He's the Crows, well, and looking forward to seeing this young man play some football next year. Obviously, outside wingman, inside mid. We're going to mix him up a bit next year.
A little bit of that, yeah. We'll work through the pre-season, but we'll certainly play to his strengths. As he said, we're about 39 games into our rebuild, so there's still plenty of hard work ahead of us. And Geordie's a piece of the puzzle, and he'll play his role for the team, and that's what, you know, he's really excited about. And
excellent.
As he said, we'll get some cohesion and time with him through the summer and hopefully start from a positive note round one.
Jordan Dawson's his name.
What did I call him?
Well, you forgot his name. You said, and then you just went to young man.
I haven't presented him in his jumper yet, I'll do that, all right? Great stuff, mate. Enjoy, and we'll speak again, young man.
All righty. Good to chat, boys.
There he is. 10 days. Where's you out? Mentally, where's you out? Get some bloody deals done.
Well, he obviously knows the ins and outs of the system better than most, but, geez, it's confusing. For people that don't know how it all works, there's bloody picks going everywhere.
There he is, Adelaide Crows list manager, Justin Reid on the Rush Hour. $50,000 to sleep with this person. This is what AFL player Bailey Smith from the Western Bulldogs has opened up about Gregory Blewett. Now, his Twitter followers, he's got a massive following now, this young man, because he's obviously a wonderful player for the Bulldogs. He's a good-looking rooster with his mullet haircut. And he loves taking photos with his shirt off.
Yes, he does.
Well, what about, how bizarre is this? So he's he got a crazy little message on his Twitter feed.
Is it Twitter or Instagram?
Well, what is it?
Well, I think it's Instagram.
I think the
younger generation are more
on his social media page.
You say he slid into the DMs.
But he stopped reading the DMs 2 weeks ago, this Bailey Smith, because someone sent a screenshot of this bank account with $50,000 to sleep with this person.
Mm.
Now, what the 50, hell's going on 50K?
There?
$50,000 and it didn't, and it doesn't stop. He's got a lot of other offers because he's a good-looking rooster. Let's be honest.
Right. Okay,
but he received a $50,000
from who? From a male or a female?
From an individual.
From a
what I'm led to believe is a male.
Right. Okay. Right.
To see if he would be interested in to have a sleep with him for $50,000.
Either way, if it's male or female, I don't think that that's a good thing. It's acceptable to be offering $50,000.
Have you ever been offered anything bizarre like that?
No.
No? Anything? Have you been offered anything
monetary to have a bit of a romp? No.
No. I've signed
probably the opposite.
Ladies, you know, when back in the day of the Crows.
You've signed what?
Breasts.
Oh yeah, no, I've done
and a couple of butt cheeks from ladies.
I haven't signed a butt cheek. How's that different? How did the signature go on? What was the easiest? The breast or the cheek?
The butt cheek.
Right.
So okay. Jazz, somebody paid you to sign their butt cheek?
Yes, sir. No.
They paid you.
Yeah. Got about a minute.
How
but
much?
It reminds me a little bit, Jazz, of the movie Indecent Proposal.
Oh.
Demi Moore and old Woody, what's his name?
Oh,
yeah, and
yes, Greg.
Robert Redford comes along.
He did too.
And he had money
you
coming
sure
out of his.
Robert Redford?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
you sure it's Robert Redford?
I am.
I'm
positive.
Offered Demi Moore to sleep with him.
$1 million.
Okay.
Yes. Very good movie.
Mm.
A bit of a tearjerker. A bit of a tearjerker because the relationship sort of breaks down because they think right, well, $1 million that's going to change our lives. So
got to be careful.
Has everyone got their price jars or not?
Well, if you got your shirt off, absolutely. And he can do it because he's ripped this young Bailey Smith from the Western Bulldogs, and he's got a cult following too because he's right up there with Buddy Franklin and Dusty Martin in terms of followers.
Yeah, but he's not sure. He'd be on decent money. He's not short of
not at all. But it is intimidating when you've been offered $50,000 to come and sleep with me,
especially maybe if you'd. Not that way inclined.
Exactly, Greg. Mm. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with
that.
No,
that's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, where are we going with this?
I just wanted to share it with you because this is what the AFL players are putting up with now because of socials. So you got to be careful what you put up, don't you?
Yeah. And now with sites like OnlyFans, stuff like this is becoming kind of acceptable and a bit more normal because people are, you know, it's a normal thing, I guess, now to pay for.
So what's
services online?
What's OnlyFans?
It's a site where it's usually like famous people or like Insta famous people offer their services for money.
Correct.
You can request things that you want them to do.
Well, that's prostitution.
Pretty much,
no, it's not. As long as you endorse it and you sign up.
Well, you're money hungry. So
not at all. I don't sell my soul for anyone. If Marion wants something, she gets it.
We love to hear from the Rush Hour fam on the Automasters text line 0488 51047. Automasters, switch and save on service and repairs. Today's question comes from Eddie from Paynham, who says, lots of talk about Tassie getting their own AFL team recently. Saw Clarko was up for it. What do you boys think?
Love it. Love the idea because they're a traditional football state, Tasmania. They've had some issues the last 5 to 7 years because they're split in regards to being a one-team football state, Tasmania, because of you've got North Hobart and what's the other? Launceston.
Yes.
So there's a split, isn't there? They don't all get on the same. They're not on the same page.
Yeah,
but hopefully this will reunite and unite all of Tasmania to have a team in the AFL. And I think they deserve it because there have been some superstars come out of Tasmania, you know, over the journey.
So does another team relocate though, Jars? Or
no,
do you create another team? But you've also spoken about the quality of football.
Yes, I have.
In the AFL these days. So then there's another 50 players on a list.
Correct. Yeah, well,
so are you diluting the talent pool a little bit?
Well, you are. Absolutely, you are. Every time you bring in a new franchise, and we saw the NRL now sign off on their 19th team, the Dolphins,
Dolphins.
They want Wayne Bennett, will be their new senior coach in 2023. Don't be surprised if Clarko, if he holds out for another 2 years, that would be a great job for him. He would love to build that from the start, wouldn't he? He'd love to lay the foundations down. So If you're going to have a 19-team competition, I don't know about that.
It's not perfect.
It's not perfect. So you look at Northern Territory, a traditional football state.
And another team. Another team. 20 teams.
Well, that's where I think the AFL in the next 7 years would like to have 20-team comp. Because what it will do, Greg, it will really affect state league footy around the country.
Mm.
And that's what it's going to do. It's going to eat away at state league footy, which it already has, to be honest with you. So the state leagues need to make sure that they've got their 7 to 10 year blueprint on what their competition looks like moving forward, as you know, because they can't retain their players in the state league competition as well as they have, because they don't get the salary cap's skinny. You know, the sample competition's got $200,000 to try and feed 45 mouths. You can't do it. So there's going to be some change, but.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying, because you're saying more AFL teams, and then it's going to filter down. But no, it's going to create
all
more
I'm
problems.
Saying is this: what I think will happen. I think it will happen.
Right.
I don't want it to happen.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I want it to. I want it to be less 16 teams, but Tassie will come in. Trust me. The AFL will get them in there, sign them up, and then away they go. But I don't know if that's good for the competition moving forward. Because, like you said, there's not enough good players around.
Tassie deserve a team.
Yeah.
That's just how they go
but
about it.
But there's 10 teams in Victoria, and one of those teams have to take a hit.
That's
who
I'm
that
saying.
Is, I don't know. Mm. All right? So right. I hope I answered the question to Eddie.
I'm confused. No, I'm joking.
Are you confused?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, Eddie, I confused you because blew it.
Thanks for your question. If you have a question for Bernie, Bluey or Jazz, you can text it through 0488 51 047. We've introduced Who Am I in place of Bernie's Fun Facts, because Bernie's having a couple of weeks off. So we'll be playing every day. The score as it stands, I believe, is 2 Blue, 1 Jazz.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, does that mean that today, if Bluey
if
wins,
I win, I'll be 3-1
the comp's
up.
Over?
That's what
no,
it means.
No, if you win.
And if you win, it'll be 2-all.
All right. You got to win this then, Jazz. Keep things interesting.
I'll try now.
Okay.
I'll try. All right, here we go.
Who am I? I was born in Sydney on the 6th of December, 1979. When I was young, I played soccer for various sports clubs, including Balmain Police Boys Club, Marrickville Football Club, and Oakhurst Soccer Club. In 97, I left Sydney for England to play professionally, where I was...
Harry Kew.
Bow, bow. Ooh, nice. Where I was signed by...
Mark Bosnich.
Bow, bow. Millwall on a free transfer from Sydney United.
Okay.
I was part of the Millwall side that won the Football League Second Division Championship with a club record 93 points in the 2000-2001 season.
I think I've got it, but I just can't
you
think of his
have,
name.
You haven't got a clue
can't
who
think
it
of
is.
His name.
Honestly.
So it's a ex-Socceroo...
Before the start of the 2004-05 season, I was transferred to Everton for a fee of £1.5 million.
Come on.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a left footer.
He's not a left footer. You don't even know.
In my first season...
I can't think of his name.
Oh, come on. I was Everton's top goal scorer and was the fans' player of the season.
Craig Johnson.
No,
he's about 60.
He was Liverpool. He signed the top.
Okay, this is the giveaway,
yeah,
I feel.
Keep going, keep going.
You're going to have people yelling at their radios.
Yep.
I made a corner flag goal celebration, my trademark.
Oh, Kale.
Well, yeah.
Timmy Kale. Timmy Kale.
Well done, Blue. Sorry, Jars, too slow.
What a silly, silly game this is.
Wasn't that foot? Remember that
Timmy Kale.
Yeah.
I'm a Weet-Bix boy.
Yeah, well, no, I don't like that game.
3-1.
I don't like this
You've
game.
You've got one chance to redeem yourself tomorrow.
I don't want
to
redeem myself. I want it changed. I want Bernie back, and I want the quiz back, the fan, whatever we call it, back. See you tomorrow, family. Take care. Rug up. Batten down the hatches. I think the rain's coming. Yeah, you want to do that again?
Oh, look at the way you punch. You punch like Lucille Ball.
Get over here, tough man.
Oh, yeah, I'll punch in the old plum. See you tomorrow.